the Republican Party made mistake after mistake of not considering this huge energy and resource, which is migration and migrants. Each one of them is a human being of a very special caste, like my grandfather was. Migrants take risk. Migrants have strong commitment with success. Look further back where you come from, and you have a migrant origin, whether from Africa, Asia, Mexico, Latin America, Europe. And that's what makes this nation so strong, that migrant spirit of rebellion many times, that migrant spirit of accomplishment, that migrant spirit of sacrifice, that migrant spirit of loyalty and quality, like is shown every day by my dear paisanos, my dear migrant, Mexican migrants in the United States. Everybody should be very proud of them.
Do you feel that our president is making positive strides to handle immigration effectively?
Yes, I'm pretty aware, and I applaud him. In many other things, I have criticized him, but for that, I applaud him. I think it's a great move, and it's at the right moment. I collaborated with President Bush administration in putting together the bill that was presented by Senator McCain and Senator Kennedy. We discussed that here in Mexico. They came here. We invested a week's time in putting together that. So it's very wise, the move, and it's very timely. But also it's going to be a great benefit to United States, because United States is losing a lot of leadership throughout the world. Number two is losing competitiveness. Number three is losing jobs to Asia and to China. And if we don't work together, Mexico, United States, and Canada, North America, if we don't work together, China, India will take the lead. So we need to promote, defend, enhance the Western world values. We need to regain the leadership for North America that has been lost in recent years.
In the newest round of elections that have come through Mexico, you yourself endorsed President Enrique Nieto, who is in power now. How do you feel that the new party is dealing with violent drug cartels?
We in Mexico are just in between the huge market, consumption market of drugs in the United States and the producing drug nations in the South. We should be demanding from United States to reduce consumption or legalize the use of drugs, which I'm totally in favor. We should be demanding from United States that if in that nation is prohibited and it is a crime to consume drugs, well, do something about it. How come 60 million people have tried drugs at least once if it is a crime? I think that one day will come where a Mexican president will tell United States or U.S. government, okay, it's your problem, man. I'm not going to be paying the amount of blood and killings that I'm having here in trying to refrain the drug to cross United States when you let it free once it crosses there. So what is going on in the States is very important to solve the problem of violence in Mexico.